Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. I'm Al Cortland, I think, and I appreciate you joining me. We are still in Vancouver at the Cambridge House International Investment Conference. I have a gentleman with me right now who has been on the show before, becoming a better and better friend, Olivier Garot. Olivier is the CEO of Casey Research, and you are also the CEO of the Hard Asset Alliance. And I'm happy to say that the Cortland Economics Report is becoming a very active member of the Hard Asset Alliance. Olivier, let's talk about the Hard Asset Alliance.
Okay, the Hard Asset Alliance was something that is very dear to my heart because, at Casey Research, we've recommended a lot of different ways of owning gold. One of the challenges with owning gold is that that a lot of people that are especially new to owning precious metal in general is how do you buy it? How can you make sure that you buy it from people that are trustworthy? How do you store it? I mean, it's good to have some gold maybe stored personally and everything, but if you're buying quite a bit, you don't want to, there's risk of theft and a lot of issues. And then more importantly is how do you get liquidity? And so what we were looking for a long time is options for our subscribers at Casey Research on where can you find a platform that allows you to buy, sell, store gold easily from your computer, make sure that you have a very competitive price for both the buying and for the storage, and an easy market to sell. And that's exactly what the Hard Asset Alliance is. So when I found this platform, I actually decided to invite a large number of publishers and other people in the industry that to participate and basically help, help making it well known for everybody that this was actually a novel. And in my view, the Hard Asset Alliance offers exactly the same convenience as GLD, the gold ETF. But instead of having a piece of paper, you actually own the physical gold. It's stored in secured vault, either from Brinks or Yamat overseas. And it is, the storage is audited every quarter. The gold, it's you buy the exact bullion that you want. So if you want eagles, you buy eagles, or you can buy maples, gold maples, anything, bars, kilo bars. And it is your gold. It's in your name. There's no counterparty risk. And yet, if you want to sell it, you get on your computer, you put your sell order. 2 days later, you get the cash in the bank just like any stocks.
Very, very interesting. How long have you been doing it?
I was introduced to the platform about 15 months ago. It took us about 8 months to prepare the alliance and work with other, and we launched in late June of last year.
I think the advantage that this has to our listeners, and I want to stress here at this point that I'm still the radio guy. I'm not trying to sell you gold. But I think the important thing here is that I have known Doug Casey since 1982. I've known Olivier for about 2 years now. Mm-hmm. The Casey Research people, whether we're talking about Marin Contusa, whether we're talking about Olivier, whether we're talking about it's Louis James. The fact of the matter is these are guys who I've known for a long time, and I have an awful lot of respect for their integrity. We have a banner on our website for the platform. Mm-hmm. If you are looking for any type of information along those lines, whether you want to, is it just gold or it's gold and
it's
silver?
Gold, silver, platinum, palladium.
Mr. Irish, there you go. There's a place to buy. There's a place for you to buy your silver. But this is an organization, I have to say, that I endorse completely simply because I've known the people for so long. They are very well known in the industry. They have an impeccable reputation in the industry. You really, really need to, if you're interested in purchasing gold and silver, and don't take this as investment advice, because it's not. I'm just saying if you're interested in buying gold or silver or platinum or palladium, this is, I think, probably a very good place to go. How do you get your costs and your supply?
Sorry?
How do you get the costs and the supply?
Well, yes. What's interesting about the Hard Asset Alliance is basically the suppliers and the buyers, if you try to sell your gold, are the 16th of the largest wholesalers and refiners in the world. So you're not talking about, this is not a little shop. This, I mean, the platform also is supplying physical gold to the clients of Bank of America, Merrill Lynch. We're talking major suppliers. And in times of, you know, gold right now is very liquid, but there's been times in the past where it was not so liquid. You basically are dealing with the largest suppliers in the world. The other thing I wanted to mention is as people get to your website and get on and find the banner and click, they can download a full report that will actually provide a very detailed, more detail than I can give in a few minutes, about, you know, the audit process that goes back to ensure that the gold that you own is there at every time, every quarter. It's audited by KPMG at this point and maybe another auditing firm at some point in the future. But the, you know, it is a very safe and secure way to own gold.
So you're not going to have the same potential problem that, say, Germany has right now.
No, that's the thing that is really good is that not only you know, the whole system is really being built so that there is multiple level of safety to ensure that the customer's gold is there. And the other thing is it allows you to internationally diversify your gold. If you want your gold outside of the U.S., if you want some in Zurich or some in Singapore, you can have some gold in foreign locations, and yet if you need to sell it, you can do it on a click of a button.
Sounds really interesting. How are your customers guaranteed the best price?
Well, the, you know, as you've been along the gold business, you know that there's always somewhere somebody that is willing to sell gold at cost to try to attract you, and then they will try to sell you another product. What the Hard Asset Alliance does, it gets those refiners, those wholesalers that have very competitive price to bid against each other real time. And then there is a small markup, obviously, that the alliance has to put in, you know. But typically, it is among the most competitive price that you will find anywhere. Like I said, you can always find somebody that will sell gold at cost. But you know that bullion usually will sell somewhere around 3 to 4%, you know, if it's a one-ounce coin or above spot. So it's always around that. It's very competitive. The storage is about 0.6-0.7%, depending on the volume. So it's also very competitive. When you think that GLD, I mean, the average cost charged by an ETF is about 0.5. It's basically your storage cost on the long run is about the same as the cost of holding an ETF. So it's extremely competitive.
You know, it's interesting, Olivia. I have never been, and I know most of our listeners have never been particularly comfortable, for lack of better terms, with ETFs. I personally would, well, when Kathy and I, for example, buy bullion, and we typically buy silver, mm-hmm. I always take delivery because I don't want a paper product. I want to take delivery. Now, that's yours is so, easily the next best thing.
So basically, I'm in total agreement. The problem with any ETFs right now, and we know it after what happened with MF Global and a lot of us, you know, you have counterparty risk. If there is a financial meltdown, you don't know what you have. And that's the problem. I view precious metal mostly as insurance, and insurance means that it has to be there on the day you need it. What you have here is that you can basically, you know, you can have it stored in a secure place, but if tomorrow you want to take delivery and have it at home, you just do the place your order to get a delivery, and it can be delivered anywhere in the world within 24 to 48 hours.
24 to 48 hours. All right, I'm telling you, this is not an advertisement. I highly endorse this particular organization. If you want more information, click on their banner. Right now, it's front and center on our webpage. Olivier, thank you so much.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Second hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. You know, you have to admit, Olivier is a very, very interesting guy. And the platform that they have, which I am happy to say that the Cortland Economics Report is a part of, is, I think, the next major, major event that's going to happen within the hard asset industry. When you get groups like Malden Economics, Casey Research, et cetera, Agora Publishing, Weiss Research, Cornell Economics Report, all involved in an endeavor like that, you know what? You're not going to miss, and you're not going to miss as investors if you decide to purchase gold and silver from that particular platform. Okay. Changing the subject, that's not investment advice, by the way. Changing the subject, got Rob Gray with me. Rob is involved with Exeter Resources. A lot of questions at this show, which is originating, by the way, from the Hard Asset Investment Conference in Vancouver, British Columbia, put on by Cambridge House. A lot of questions about Exeter. And we talked about this a week or so ago. You guys are doing everything you can. You're drilling for water. That's the next milestone.
Yeah, Al, thanks for having us here at the show. We've been quite busy at our booth this past weekend. And, you know, people want to know what's going on with the company. What are you doing? Where are you going? Just give me, you know, the five-minute version. That's what people have asked at our booth. So we've been doing that. We've been quite busy. And basically what's going on is, you know, we started drilling for water this past May 2012. We got our permits. It took about 2 years to get the permits here in Chile. You've got to go and you've got to show different things. And we started drilling. Well, the Chilean winter came in, it was minus 20, the snow was on the ground. The driller said, we can do it, and we were always suspect that he would get it done. And by the second week of June, he says, it's too tough, guys. We've got to get out of here. We'll look at the summer. Well, about 2 weeks ago, we started drilling. We started at about the 200, 250-meter drilling. I don't know how far down they've gone thus far. So they'll put the hole down, and I think they're looking anywhere between 500 meters to 800 meters. And then they've got to do another hole to do this pump test. This is going to take 2 to 4 months. So it takes time. We've never drilled for our own water supply. We're drilling where Barrick and Kinross have some of their water, or a lot of their water in Barrick's case. And, you know, Barrick just got their permit to build Saracus Alley. We can debate, will they build it this year or next year? But the water where they are going to get their water from was approved, and it's not far from where we're drilling. Do we think we're going to get all of the water out of one basin? Probably not. But it's a process. Let's see how much water we get. Maybe we will get it all. Maybe we'll get half. Maybe we'll get a third. I don't know what we're going to get, but we're going to drill now, and we'll see how it goes over the next several months.
Here's an interesting question. Most of the listeners to our particular show are a very sophisticated group of people. However, I know that there's the odd individual out there who perhaps doesn't understand the significance of what you're doing. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about the importance of actually drilling for water and finding the water.
It's very important. Could we go out and get the water supply ourselves right now? Yes. My hazard to guess of cost that it would be is $50 to $80 million. And you could get all the water you wanted. But we look at it and go, we've been granted these water opportunities. We've never drilled it. Why don't you drill it? See what you can find on your own. It's a lot cheaper. The drill program is $1.3 million.
As opposed to how much?
$60, $50 to $80. It's a lot of money. So give us the time to drill. We have three cuencas. We're drilling one of them now. So we need that time. I think people have come to our booth, the show, and said, well, Rob, why didn't you have it 2 years ago or 3 years ago? And, you know, I think we have to look back at our opportunity. You know, a number of years ago, we didn't have Caspiche. It was an idea. We were drilling the hills. We then saw this porphyry opportunity in the flats. We drilled it. We've hit. We've moved it up. And getting the water, we went, okay, we're going to need water. What's the process for water in Chile? You've got to do this, to drill for water. Well, let's get there. We started that in May. Obviously, we got snowed out. We're there now. We can drill till at least March through till May, depending on weather, late March till May, and we'll see how that goes. You know, we're active. We're trying to, you know, bring the cost down on the water. And if we can, you know, this is a great way to do it.
Okay, the next question is this. Where do you go from there? You find the water. Let's assume that you find the water on the one hand. Okay, you find water, you're going to save a whack of money. You're going to save, what, $50, $60 million or thereabouts?
Correct.
Okay, what's the next step?
Well, we're assuming that we have all the water. We then can go and look at a feasibility study on the oxide. It also gives us the water for the full project. The full water for the project is over 900 liters per second. For the oxide only, it's about 85 liters to 100 liters per second. So there's a big disconnect of water, what you need. Obviously, you reuse as much of the water as you can. but it shows the value of the water where we are, that it's a big part of what we're going to do. And it shows they found it, they did it. What's the next step? Look at a feasibility on the oxide. We look every quarter the board meets to look, should we move ahead on the feasibility of the oxide? And in these market conditions, it's been tough to go ahead and do it, because the next question is, it's a $7 million budget, and then it takes about 9 months. And then the next question, we believe, would come to us is saying, great study, now how are you going to raise that money, Rob? And that's a good question, because people here, as you know, in this market, are having a hard time raising money, equity or debt. So we can look at that going forward, and having the water shows another value of the company.
Well, people in this market are having trouble raising money. There's no question about that, you know, and this is just kind of an assumption on my part. Nothing is guaranteed in this world, but you guys got a great reputation, and you have an awful lot of investors in the company. You've got some major, major institutions behind the company. I would find it difficult to think that you would have trouble raising money.
You know, I hazard to say, I hope you're right, Al, but at this time, we've talked to some of our major shareholders. They're not looking at the appetite. They're nervous. They want to see what's going to happen going forward in this marketplace. And, you know, our last pre-feasibility study in June of 2011 was $350 million. I would hazard a guess that probably the cost has gone up, just like anything has. I don't know how much, obviously, but, you know, it's something to look at, that you have to look at how are you going to finance this, and how dilutive a financing do you want to do in a difficult market. I know that some of your listeners have had, you know, they think that gold and silver is going to have a pretty good year. Let's see how that goes. But the key is de-risking the asset, finding as much of the water as we can. We know that's very big. It's another check mark that people go, yep, they did it. It took X amount of time, but they did it. And just keep moving the project forward the best we can in a market condition. And make sure you don't burn all the cash, because having cash in this market is king.
You know, I have to tell you, as listeners are aware, I'm very, very prejudiced in this situation. I'm a shareholder through the Encompass Fund in Exeter. Rob Gray, his wife Mo, Yale and Donna Simpson, you know, these guys are all really close personal friends of Kathy's and mine. So my opinion isn't exactly arm's length in this particular situation, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't want you to construe this as being investment advice, ladies and gentlemen, because, you know, it's not. I'm not a registered investment advisor. I can't tell you what to do, what not to do. The only thing I can say, following up and kind of summarizing, is that virtually everybody who we have interviewed at this particular show, and that really includes the real heavyweights in the industry from Doug Casey on down, everybody is pretty optimistic in the near to midterm for the price of precious metals. I have to tell you, nothing's guaranteed in this world. Repeat, nothing is guaranteed in this world. But I got to tell you, as far as Exeter is concerned, you guys are going to be okay. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power cognitive supplement from MindRegard.com. Mind Regard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm here with a buddy of mine, Linda Thorstad. Linda and I have known each other for over 20 years. Linda is a geologist, very successful career in the industry. You are involved as a president of a company called Orsa Ventures. My interest in Orsa Ventures, and we'll go through the whole full disclosure stuff later in the interview, my interest in Orsa Ventures, aside from having a friendship with Linda, is you guys are doing some really interesting stuff in southeastern Oregon. You're about an hour and a half from Klamath Falls, if I'm not mistaken. You have taken it a step farther in Oregon than a lot of other companies in that you're down the permitting road. Let's talk first about where your property is located and what you're doing.
Well, good afternoon, Alan. Thank you very much. It's been a great 20 years of friendship and companionship. Our project in Oregon is just, as you said, about an hour and a half east of Klamath Falls, but as importantly, only 30 minutes west of a small community called Lakeview. And that's where we now have our base of operations. That's where our U.S. subsidiary operates. We liked Oregon from an investment standpoint. We've had a very good look at the permitting aspects of developing projects in Oregon, and we also noticed that the geology that occurs in Nevada, where so many large gold systems have been discovered, it runs into southern Oregon. So the project we're looking at is a northern extension of what's called the Basin and Range province. It's a typical epithermal hot spring system, and this one just happens to have 2.85 million ounces of gold in a resource and significant exploration upside.
Let's talk a little bit about the resource, 43101 numbers.
Yes, they are 43101 compliant. Because of the age of the data, the measured indicated was reclassified as inferred, but it's not going to take a lot of work for us to move a good deal of that back into a measured indicated category.
Now, Linda, historically, and I spent 31 years in Oregon, and historically, one of the problems in Oregon has been the permitting issue. No, I don't want to say it's as challenging as California, but it's been pretty challenging in the past. You've addressed that successfully, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, we have on a number of fronts. We've compared various legislations across Arizona, Nevada, Idaho, and Oregon. At the same time, we've had a full legal opinion prepared by a leading lawyer who was actually the individual who chaired the committee that rewrote the mining statute in the 1990s. So Oregon has a very clearly defined process for permitting a mine, for permitting a chemical processing mine, and for the allowance of open pits. So we're certainly satisfied with the homework we've done to date that this project can be permitted. And as our author of this report concluded, it likely in a very efficient manner.
One of the things that I'm curious about, and I know our listeners are curious about this also, is we're in January of 2013 right now. I know the area that you're working in, so it's obviously a year-round type situation. What do you have planned for the next 12 months?
Well, we're working on a number of things. We're working on expanding our land position in the area to cover off what we see as additional exploration targets. We are permitting a drill program right now with the goal of commencing drilling in the spring. There have had a bit of snowfall this year, so it's prudent to wait our time there. It'll be our plan to work towards a revised resource estimate for the summer and then work towards what we call a preliminary economic assessment study going into the end of 2013.
Okay, so in terms of news flow between now and the fall, we're looking pretty strong.
We are, and in fact, we've just had two recent news releases related to the property. The first one was focused on some drill core that had not been ever assayed and logged. So we've actually sent that material in for assay, and the numbers that are coming back actually corroborate the grade and tenor of the existing mineralization. So that's very, very good news for us. Equally, we've outlined a pretty expansive program in a January update for the coming year.
The latest press release put out by ORSA was just very, very recent. We have that on our site, by the way. Let's talk about that news release.
Certainly. A company in 2004 had the opportunity to explore for high-grade feeder systems below the main mineralized zones. They only assayed what they saw as vein material, and so almost 5,000 meters of material was never logged, split, and assayed. So we've done all that work. We've submitted it to a very credible lab for assaying, and the results that are coming back completely confirm the grade of the mineralization that was determined in the 1980 drill programs. So it's very good news.
Of course. Now, having said that, let's move a little bit farther south. You also have an asset down in Nevada.
We have two, as a matter of fact. But we do have a recent gold discovery. We announced initially in May that we had made a discovery in a very prolific mining trend near Lovelock, Nevada. And we designed, permitted a second phase of trenching on that property and, in fact, generated some very good results from that. So we're very encouraged with what we've got there, and we'll be following on with another trenching program probably going into the spring as well.
Linda, I'd like to go a little bit into your background. Now, you've been involved in the industry for at least 5 years.
At least five years.
Let's talk about some of your past experience.
Certainly. We'll start back to 1979. I joined a company.
No, that's more than 5 years.
That's more than 5 years. But I was very lucky to secure a very interesting position with a company called Ventures West Minerals. They had a producing mine, or mine just coming into production in Nevada. So I cut my teeth working in the southwest United States and really have stayed there from a geological perspective. I've looked at projects around the world, but like the geology, and I've had the opportunity to both consult to and operate a number of companies that have been active throughout the western United States. So it's been a great, great run. I've taken a bit of time outside to work with the Special Government Commission in the province of British Columbia, but other than that, the mining industry continues to call me back.
You know, it's interesting. Linda is a very avid golfer, as I am, and I find it to be amazing how, in spite of the draw, I mean, you're a pretty competitive person, and in spite of the way that golf can grab you and pull you in, we're still doing this stuff. And, I, you know, that says a lot about passion, I guess, for lack of better terms.
You know, it does. the chairman of our board called me in mid-2010 and asked me if I would consider having a lunch with him to talk about an opportunity. And Brian Flower and I had worked together as part of the Viceroy management team operating a very successful mine in Southern California. We had lunch, and I, of course, was very interested in the opportunity, and we agreed that come August I would join the company and serve as the president and CEO and build the company. And to date, we've acquired three excellent assets, new gold discovery, big copper porphyry gold target in outside Hawthorne in Nevada, and, of course, a very large gold system in Southern Oregon.
Let's talk a little bit about the mundane basics, shares outstanding, capital availability, etc.
So we have 34 million shares outstanding, which is quite a tight share structure, 1.7 million shares in options, so that takes us to 36.7 in total. So quite a tight share structure. We completed a financing in April of 2012, raising 1.75 million, and we were actually oversubscribed in that raise. So we will be looking to fundraise again coming into the spring, but we are well capitalized for the in the near term.
So really, in the near term, there's no problem. Boy, I got to tell you, hats off to you, because that's really not the case with probably 90% of the companies around here. They're all scratching, for lack of better terms, for money. So I want to ask your opinion about something, and you get asked this all the time. Here's number 347th of the day. Where's gold going to go, in your opinion, in 2013?
Well, I study gold, and I keep a close eye on it, clearly, because it's the biggest influencer in terms of our company growth. All of the major banks, a lot of the analysts, they're all predicting higher gold prices, so certainly above 2,000. I'm going to be conservative. A lot of projects at $1,500 gold are very, very economic. But I'm seeing the forecasts everywhere I turn as strong and growing.
Two things I want you to take from this interview. Number one, if you want more information on Orsa Ventures, click on their banner on our website. I am not at all arm's length in this situation. They are a sponsor on our site. Linda's been a friend for an awfully long time. Second thing I want to I want you to bring out from this site is, as Linda says, it looks like gold is going to do wonderful things in 2013. Big Al's going to be right back with Doug Casey.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report. Doug Casey is with me right now. Doug just published a book. It's entitled, and I'm looking at it right here, Totally Incorrect by Doug Casey as Told to Louis James. I got to tell you, I read Doug's first book back in, when was it, 1978, 1979?
That would be correct.
And that, yeah, and that was if I, Crisis Investing.
Yes.
Bestseller on the New York Times list for a number of weeks. It was a really good book, and I have to tell you, Doug got me involved Doug got me involved through that book and through a brief conversation that we had when I introduced him at a conference in Boston back in 82 or 83, you know, that hard assets was definitely the way to go. This book is something that you all really should read. On the back, Doug, is written, "Irreverent, outrageous, and always controversial." That's you, bud. What do you write about in this book?
Well, I'd cover the waterfront, everything from the Roman Empire to the TSA, frankly. Everything from education to terrorism to charity, which, incidentally, I don't approve of in the form that you almost always find it. So that book is really about debunking things. I mean, it's like Will Rogers said, the problem is not what people know. The problem is what people think they know that just ain't so. And I don't assume anything in that book, and I wind up debunking most of what most people believe. So people either like that book a lot or they really dislike it, one or the other.
Well, Doug, let's talk about some of the topics that you cover. You know, charity is near and dear to my heart in the sense that I really believe that everybody needs to try like hell to make a difference. Now, you know, you narrow that down a little bit in a daily editorial that we did earlier in the week where you said people need to take care of themselves first. And I agree with that. You can't take care of other people if you haven't taken care of yourself, purely and simply. What are your views on charity?
Well, most charities today are corrupt, gigantic organizations with huge overheads that are mainly set up not for the benefit of the recipients, but for the benefit of the donors who like to believe they're philanthropists and play big shot. And most of the money that these charities distribute to the hoi polloi actually don't help the people, but in many ways cement them to the bottom of society, because it puts them in a position where they're given things. And you do that more than once or twice, after a while they start expecting people to give them things. Now, I believe in charity on a personal basis, but when I find somebody, first of all, I choose individually my object of charitable donation, and I don't give anybody the money. I don't expect to get it back, but I loan it to them because I want to see them do something productive with it, create capital to get themselves out of the hole and give my money back. So, in effect, I'm in a position to pay it forward in the future. But to me, charity should be a totally individual thing, not institutionalized as a giant bureaucracy, which inevitably becomes corrupt and stupid.
You know, you took the words right out of my mouth, in the sense that you obviously saw the movie Pay It Forward, okay, and it was an incredible movie, and that's Big Al's philosophy, and has been my philosophy for quite some time, when somebody, a number of years ago, a guy by the name of Walt Raby, paid it forward to Kathy and I. Now we try to pay it forward to other people. I got to tell you, man, my big complaint with charities are, if you look at the salary structures, let's take United Way as an example. Doug, you make a lot of money. The guy running United Way does easily as well as you do. That's not fair, bud.
No, it's not. No, if the guy really believed in charity, he'd be doing it pro bono. But he'd be doing something. Look, if you want to help other people, the best thing you can possibly do is create wealth, make money.
100% agree.
I mean, it's only by this is the idiocy of people like Bill Gates and Warren Buffett. They're dissipating that capital, so that that pool of capital is not going to exist to finance new technologies, new buildings. It's going to be, in effect, frittered away, and it's gone. Makes a few people feel better for a while. I mean, that's how you get poorer, not how you get wealthier. And I'm talking about society.
You got to teach people how to fish. That's what it's all about.
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit about ethics. What are your feelings on that?
Well, as usual, what people think they know just ain't so. It gets into the concept of good and evil, which I'm afraid the word evil has been corrupted, and people don't like to use it because a fool like George Bush would talk about evil, not knowing what he was talking about, like almost everything that came out of his mouth. So I'm a great believer in ethics. This is why I'm not a believer in laws, quite frankly. To me, a civilized society is one where individuals take responsibility for their own actions and act based upon internal ethics, not based upon observing some law that was passed by some group of politicians. No, most people don't think about ethics. They only think about observing the law, which is arbitrary and in many cases stupid and counterproductive.
Couldn't agree with that one more. At the risk of sounding like you're shill, I really have so far agreed with everything that you're saying.
Well, we're on the same wavelength.
I believe that's the case, and that's probably been the case for quite some time. You know, a movement that came out a number of years ago that a lot of people had conflicting opinions on was this Occupy Wall Street situation. Okay? What are your views on that?
I understand why the Occupy Wall Street guys are unhappy. They see that these guys running these big banks are paying themselves gigantic salaries, gigantic options packages, super gigantic bonuses, and it's basically stolen money. So, there's plenty of reason to be unhappy, and they're even more unhappy that taxpayers then have to bail out these banks so these guys can... So there's plenty of reason to be unhappy, but most of the Occupy Wall Street guys, they don't understand the nature of the corruption, so they want to get rid of capitalism. Capitalism is not the problem. The problem is fascism, where the government is hooked up with these banks. These banks all should have gone bankrupt, quite frankly. So on the one hand, I'm unhappy with the Occupy Wall Street people, but I understand why they're unhappy.
I understand why they're unhappy, too. I have to tell you, the problem is there are people out there who really don't understand the business world. You know, Doug, I had an interesting conversation with a friend just a couple of weeks ago, and Kathy and I had gone to see a movie called The Promised Land, Matt Damon movie, and I thought it was an interesting flick. I really did. I thought it was interesting in the sense that it was a great example. A lot of people wouldn't take the movie this way, but the way I took it was, it was a really good example of the evils of predatory capitalism. Predatory capitalism being defined as the Bernie Madoffs of the world, the MF Globals of the world, etc. And I made a comment to a friend. I said, you know, it really showed to me the evils of predatory capitalism. And this person basically, without batting an eye, said, capitalists are all criminals.
Hmm. Well, of course,
isn't that an interesting comment?
Well, it is. It's a completely ridiculous comment, too. Actually, the term capitalism has... I wonder if we should even use it, because...
I wonder, too.
Most people are unaware of the fact that that term, capitalism, was coined by none other than Karl Marx. So, it's always been besmirched, and I prefer to say the free market. And when I say the free market, I'm talking about a market totally unrestrained by government. To me, the enemy of the common man today is not the free market. The free market provides all the good things that we have in the world today. The problem is the government, which is pure institutionalized coercion. And I despise coercion. Government comes out of the barrel of a gun. So it's not capitalism or the free market that's our enemy, it's the government. But people think the government is their friend, their savior, a cornucopia. Once again, it's all backwards.
I want to wrap up the show by saying one thing. I really want you to take a look at this book. It really, really is an interesting book. Doug comments on a number of topics. It's a very, very fascinating read. Hope you enjoyed the show. It was fun originating here from the Cambridge House Investment Conference in Vancouver, British Columbia. Going to be back with you next week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.